Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2026. Yesterday's reading was a slow industry day, mostly Monday consolidation. Overnight is a different shape. The capital structure underneath OpenAI quietly rearranged itself. Alibaba dropped a new unified image model that closes more of the open versus closed gap. A public coding agent leaderboard finally arrived, and someone scaled a diffusion transformer to 1,000 layers stably. Let me walk you through them. First up, OpenAI moved this week to restructure what was, until yesterday, the most expensive contract in its corporate history. Under reworked terms reported by The Information, the company expects to save roughly $97 billion through 2030 by reducing what it owes Microsoft under the revenue share clause that originally entitled Microsoft to 20% of OpenAI's revenue. The original arrangement, struck when Microsoft was OpenAI's lead infrastructure partner and a critical early backer, would have routed as much as $135 billion to Microsoft over the same window. CFO Sarah Friar's team framed the renegotiation as freeing up cash flow that OpenAI now needs to fund its own infrastructure build-out, data centers, the Stargate program, and a growing internal silicon team, rather than continuing to pay it out as a perpetual tax on its top line. The same week brought a second signal that OpenAI is repositioning as a capital allocator in its own right. The company announced a $10 billion private equity joint venture branded OpenAI Strategic Capital and acquired an unnamed consulting firm to staff it. The vehicle's stated mandate is to invest in AI-adjacent businesses across compute, data, robotics, and applied verticals where OpenAI sees customer pull but does not want to build itself. Concurrently, in courtroom testimony tied to the Musk lawsuit, Ilya Sutskever disclosed that his residual OpenAI stake is worth approximately $7 billion, and Satya Nadella testified that Musk never raised any private concerns about OpenAI's commercial deals with Microsoft. The cluster of disclosures lands at a moment when the broader question, whether the AI build-out is constrained by compute or by capital, is itself in flux. What is most worth flagging from a structural standpoint is that this is the second major commercial term shift between OpenAI and Microsoft in 18 months. The first was the relaxation of Microsoft's exclusivity on OpenAI inference. The second is now this revenue share rework. Each step has loosened OpenAI's commercial dependence on Microsoft, and each step has been accompanied by larger compute commitments from OpenAI to other parties: Oracle, SoftBank, Stargate, and most recently, SpaceX. The pattern reads as OpenAI buying back optionality. The private equity vehicle is the deal that most directly tests that thesis. $10 billion deployed by OpenAI into ecosystem bets is, in effect, OpenAI betting that the model layer's marginal returns now sit further downstream than they used to. Moving on to our second story, the Alibaba Qwen team released the technical report for Qwen Image 2.0, a unified image generation and editing foundation model that pairs Qwen 3VL as the condition encoder with a multimodal diffusion transformer for joint condition target modeling. The system is positioned as an omni-capable single framework rather than the separated generation plus edit adapter pipelines that dominate the open-source image gene stack. The contribution that does the most work here is the encoder substitution. Conditioning on Qwen 3VL gives the multimodal diffusion transformer body a representation that already encodes multilingual text reading, layout understanding, and long instruction parsing, capabilities that earlier text-to-image stacks had to bolt on after the fact with separate optical character recognition or text rendering specialists. The headline practical numbers from the report: instructions of up to 1,000 tokens are supported for text-rich generation, which is the range needed for slides, posters, infographics, and comics that have non-trivial body copy. Multilingual text fidelity and typography are reported as substantially improved over Qwen Image version 1, and the human evaluation study has Qwen Image 2.0 outperforming the previous Qwen Image generation on both generation and editing axes across diverse styles. Photorealism gets richer texture and lighting handling, and complex prompt following, the area where every diffusion model since Stable Diffusion 3 has had public regressions, improves noticeably. The training recipe is a customized multi-stage pipeline over large-scale curated data. The report frames it as the necessary plumbing for joint condition target modeling at scale, rather than a clean algorithmic novelty. The strategic read is that this is the second open weights image model in the past 3 weeks to land with full text rendering capability, competitive with closed source frontier image models. Combined with the APLEX, two strong public showing in the Nano Banana, two numbers on the artificial analysis image arena leaderboard, the gap between closed and open image generation has substantially narrowed in 2026, particularly on the text and image and typography axes that closed providers have held as a moat. Third up, artificial analysis launched its coding agent index on Monday, a public composite benchmark that aggregates three end-to-end software engineering harnesses: SWE Bench Pro Hard AA, Terminal Bench Version 2, and SWE Atlas Question and Answer. The index is reported as composite average pass at 1 across the 3, run with the agent harness and model combinations as separate entries, making it the first published leaderboard to explicitly score the harness plus model pair rather than the model alone. That distinction matters because the model that wins inside Cursor command line is not the same model that wins inside Claude Code or Codex. And earlier, coding leaderboards conflated harness behavior with model capability in ways that produced confusing rankings. The top of the leaderboard at launch, Cursor command line with Anthropic's Claude Opus, 4.7 at medium reasoning effort scores 61, OpenAI's Codex with GPT 5.5 at medium scores 60, Claude Code with Opus 4.7 at medium also scores 60, Cursor command line with GPT 5.5 at medium scores 58, Claude Code with Jipu's GLM 5.1 scores 53, Claude Code with Moonshot's Kimi K 2.6 scores 50, and Claude Code with DeepSeek 5.4 Pro at high reasoning scores 50. Two takeaways jump out. First, Anthropic's Opus 4.7 holds the top three slots when paired with either Cursor or Anthropic's own Claude Code. There is no harness in which a different model beats Opus 4.7 in this evaluation. Second, the GPT 5.5 numbers are competitive but ranked behind Opus across the harnesses tested, which inverts the picture from the underlying SWE Bench Pro Hard single model leaderboard, where GPT 5.5 at extra high reasoning scores highest. The launch ships alongside an update to the broader Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index methodology, which now incorporates 10 evaluations, including the new Tau Squared Bench Telecom for agentic tool use, the Long Context AA, Long Context Reasoning Eval, AA, Omniscience for Knowledge and Hallucination, and the CRIT-PT, Physics Reasoning Benchmark. The top of the Language Model Intelligence Index, at the same time as the agent launch, GPT 5.5 extra high at 60, Claude Opus 4.7 max at 57, Gemini 3.1 Pro preview at 57, GPT 5.4 extra high at 57, and Kimi K 2.6 and Mimo Phi 2.5 Pro tied at 54. The takeaway: the coding agent index is the cleanest public answer yet to the practical question of which agent plus model combination an engineer should reach for, and the cross-harness comparison meaningfully changes the picture relative to single model leaderboards. And for our fourth and final story today, a researcher named Pengqi Lu posted a paper that does something I do not see often. It identifies a previously undocumented structural failure mode in scaling diffusion transformers to extreme depth, explains it mechanistically, proposes an architectural fix, and then runs the fix at 1,000 layers to validate that the architecture remains stably trainable. The failure mode is named mean mode screaming, and it is a silent mean-dominated collapse. As diffusion transformers are scaled past several hundred layers, the network can enter a regime where token representations homogenize, centered variation across tokens is suppressed, and attention logic gradients vanish through the null space of the softmax Jacobian. The collapse can occur while training loss curves still look stable, which is what makes the failure interesting. It is not a divergence visible in standard monitoring, but a slow-motion collapse driven by a mean coherent backward shock on residual writers. The mechanistic explanation is the load-bearing contribution, or the paper decomposes the gradient flow into mean coherent and centered components and shows that the mean coherent component opens deep residual branches in a way that pushes the trunk into a mean-dominated state. Once values have homogenized, the structural suppression of attention logic gradients through the softmax Jacobian's null space prevents the network from recovering. The fix, mean variance split residuals, abbreviated as MV split, splits the residual update into a separately gained centered residual and a leaky trunk mean replacement, so the centered information has its own gain path and is no longer overwhelmed by the mean coherent shock. On a 400-layer single-stream diffusion transformer, MV split prevents the divergent collapse that crashes the unstabilized baseline and tracks the pre-crash trajectory of the baseline while remaining substantially better than token isotropic gating methods such as layer scale across the full schedule. The scale validation result is the public headline. The same architecture trains stably at 1,000 layers. This is the first published reproducible result that an image-conditioned diffusion transformer can be scaled to four-digit depth without an exotic per-block stabilization gadget. And it lands at a moment when the open-source video generation stack is actively chasing depth scaling. The paper is methodologically careful. It positions MV split as a residual reparameterization rather than a new optimizer or new normalization scheme, which makes it easy to graft into existing training code bases. The mechanistic auditing methodology, isolating the trigger event and tying it to the softmax Jacobian's null space, is itself worth reading independently of the architectural fix, because it is a concrete example of using interpretability tooling to discover and patch a scaling pathology before it becomes a budget-burning failure in production. That's the four. Stepping back, the through line in today's reading is supply chain rearrangement at every level of the stack. OpenAI restructuring its capital relationship with Microsoft is the macro version. Alibaba's image model closing the typography gap is the model layer version. The coding agent index telling you the harness plus model pair matters more than the model alone is the application layer version. And mean mode screaming being a thing that can quietly destroy training, runs you thought were healthy is the substrate layer version. The substrate keeps reminding us that scale exposes failures the smaller regime hid. The rest of the digest has 30 more items. The Cohere Transcribe Speech Recognition Release, Microsoft Research's Social Reasoning Bench, Apollo Research's Conversion to a Public Benefit Corporation, the new Transformer Circuits paper on natural language autoencoders for activations, the Defense Innovation Unit picking up the Space BACN Satellite Laser Link program from DARPA, and a stack of solid agent and reinforcement learning papers I want to read in full when the day quiets down. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep reading papers.